Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Hey, Emily. I was wondering if you could help me with a few questions.
Yep.
I was looking at your webpage, and what type of behavioural problems do you look at?
In what species specifically?
Yeah, sorry. That would help, wouldn't it? Birds.
Yep. So we do everything through, like, you know, feather picking, self-mutilating, a very large variety. Okay. What sort of issues are you facing with your bird?
It used to be one, and then she sort of calmed down, and now it's the other one. He's self-mutilating me. He just seems to be biting for no reason. We can be sitting, and he'll come up and give me kisses, and the next second he's latched on and he won't let go of my hand. Mm-hmm. It's got to the extent that now I have to pry him off, and then now he bites that hand as well, so I'm bleeding both hands. It's just, you know.
What sort of bird have you got?
They're a green cheek conure, but I keep saying he. He's actually a girl. We found out that about 2 years ago. He laid an egg, so... I'd like to say yes, I think it's hormonal, but it's just like a brain snap or a brain fart. Like, he'll be in the middle of doing nothing.
Yeah. They can have, like, a snap like that, especially because it's coming into breeding season again. So with the wetter weather coming through as well, that can trigger those sort of hormonal aggression snaps. We do see it quite commonly in green cheeks.
Okay.
What I'd recommend is bring her in for one of my vets to just give her a health check and to do a behavioural assessment with you and with her and just to see what's going on and what's the triggers and what we can do to sort of, help bring back a happier, healthier sort of relationship with your conure.
Yeah, because it's to the extent that I can't keep doing it.
No.
I mean, I love him a lot, or love her, whatever. We keep calling him a him because we've had him for so long that we've just known him as a him. But, and he was the best out of the two. And it's just been, I have to wear earmuffs now around the house because he just, and it's not even the jewelry. It's just the ear, you know, but he doesn't do it to my husband. He only does it to me. Yeah. And it's to the extent that, it's like somebody's taken a knife and cut your ears off or cut your hands off. Like, I have fibromyalgia as well. So what hurts you is like a bomb going off in me.
Yeah.
And I'm just worried that I'm going to hurt him because it's just a shock. And then you've got him in your hand, but he's latched onto that hand and you try to flick him off. And I'm worried, you know.
Yeah, no, it's I'm so sorry that you're going through that with her. It's a very distressing time. Like, yeah, absolutely. But what are you available next week? To get her in so that we can have a look.
I've got something on every day next week, and I work as well. And I'm like, for crying out loud, you know. But like, even this morning, I took them out to go to the toilet, and I think it was my own fault because he gave me the triggers that he wanted to walk away, and then I walked after him, and then I went to put my hand down and he latched on. So that was a me problem, not a him problem, but I just feel like I want to give him away. So I need to come and see someone. What days do you have available?
I've got from Wednesday onwards next week.
Sorry, I'm just going to get a pen and paper so I can write.
I've also got on Saturday as well. Oh, sorry, I've got Tuesday afternoon available.
What time Tuesday?
I've got
I've got to take someone to the hospital on Tuesday,
that's right.
At 2:00, so that day's out. Yeah. I would have said yes, but, you know.
Okay.
When a friend asks you, she never asks you. You feel like, I better say yes.
That's right.
Sorry. Wednesday. What times do you have on a Wednesday?
I have pretty much all day from 9 a.m., which is my first available, I guess we don't book anything in the midday time for my vets who are in surgery around there.
Sure.
So between 12 and 2.
Okay. About 10 o'clock, 10:30 after that. I just don't want to be caught in the traffic because he throws up in the car. As soon as I get in, he does, as soon as he's in the car, and we haven't even left the garage yet, the door's not even up. He's, you know, doing the head bob. I'm going to chug up. But it's not even going anywhere. But by the time we get to the first roundabout, which is only just up the road a little, he's already flicking it everywhere. So,
yeah. The poor little.
I know, right? I just
10:40.
10:40 would be good.
Excellent.
And we have been there before.
Oh, you have? Wonderful.
Yeah.
What was one of your Konya's names?
George. Well, sorry. George, I'm going to keep him as a he, even though he's a G.
Yes, of course. And what was your surname?
McGee, McGee. And is it possible to have their name? I've got to bring Apple because Apple won't come without, well, George,
well,
they won't.
You're welcome to bring the friend and we'll just have the consult for George. That's
sure.
Not a problem at all.
Okay. Is it possible to have both their nails done while we're there?
Of course. Yes. Yeah, yes.
But they bite. So, you know.
That's okay.
Something.
That's all good.
Or it could be just me that they're, you know, that I'm just their flesh eater at the moment. I don't, you know.
No, that's okay. They can be a little bit snappy, these Konyas.
Oh, I just, you know, he was the one that was the worst. He doesn't like to be touched. He doesn't like cuddles, you know. He lies back in my hand and his feet's in the air and then he gets off and he comes around and gives you kisses. But now I don't trust him even to do that. And I don't even want to hold him because I feel like I have to turn my hands under because he's just going to latch on and I just don't know when.
Yeah.
It's and now to the point this morning, I've copped another 2 bites this morning and I'm like, I don't even want to let him out.
Yeah. The other person that you can reach out to in the meantime, just to have a bit of a chat to, and she's got some wonderful resources as well, it's called Parrot Life.
Parrot Life.
They've got a website. They do behavioural training in birds. That's their sort of area of specialty. So they would be worth reaching out to as well. But we'll still get them in for a health check. Just make sure there's no underlying health concerns that's causing this sudden snap.
Yeah. As I said, it's just like a brain fart. Like he's just been kissing me, yeah, no problem. And he walks down to my leg. No problem. And then I'm not doing anything with my hands or anything. And then he just whack.
Yeah.
And it's like you're just not expecting it because, you know, nothing's happened.
Yeah.
I don't understand if I was waving my phone around or, you know, doing something, poking at him or tried to pat him. I'd understand, but it's not even on those occasions.
It's very distressing. But look, we'll get him in. We got him in 10:40 on Wednesday. And I've got Apple there as well for her nails.
Thank you.
Have a look at George and see what's going on. Alrighty?
Okay. Thank you. Can you tell me who it would be with?
It'll be with Dr. Brock.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Yep.
Wonderful. All right. We'll see you at 10:40 on Wednesday.
Thank you. Thanks for talking with me.
No worries at all, Donna. You just, take care of yourself, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
That's okay.
Bye.
Bye.